ready for rough today. Welcome, everybody, to the Sleeper Wire Show. Welcome to the first live show of the season, I believe. And tonight, we are choosing the pros for the Pro-Am League. So we've got a list of 30 pros, and we're going to draft them to different rosters. I am Professor Chris, and with me, I have Jason from the Break from the Grind podcast. How's it going, man?
Dude, it's great. I am ready to draft my talent.
Your talent, that's right. And Max, welcome back to the show. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be commissioned one of the leagues as well. We also have producer Steve running the mixer, who's going to be jumping in with his picks. So the four of us are each commissioning one of the Pro-Am leagues. A couple of the other commissioners who are not on the call, they unfortunately couldn't make it. Primetime Lucas and Dirty Jobs Mike, they'll also be commissioners. And Prophet Hoos is doing a best ball league. So before we get into the draft, guys, we have only one best ball league for the Pro-Am, and the pros in the best ball league are Jake Seeley, Davis Matek, Ryan McDowell, who does a whole lot of stuff with the Scott Fishbowl, the Fantasy Fam podcast, and the Fantasy Champs podcast. So the first six people who say they want into the best ball league will be placed in the best ball league. So after the six, then it's going to be done. You'll be placed in a normal one. But if you want in the best ball, go ahead and let us know. Type it in the mixer chat. Hit us up on, you know, Twitter, Sleeper, anywhere like that. But you guys ready to jump into this?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So the draft order, I like to say it was randomized, but it was just the order I happened to type things out. It is snake draft style. It's Lucas, Mike, Jason, Steve, Max, and then myself. So we're going to do six teams, a snake draft, like I said. I'll be picking for Lucas, and Jason, you're cool with picking for Mike?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into this. So Lucas, well, I'm not really picking for him because he did tell me who he wants for his first round pick, and he is taking the man, Justin Boone, good friend of the show, writer for The Score. He's been on the show, what, three or four times? Always been a great guest.
I like it as a 101.
Yeah, I would take it.
So at 102... You know, I could go and give him George. You know, he likes George a lot. I won't do that to him. I'm going to give him somebody nationally known, somebody who's lost a lot of weight, guy who does reception, perception. I'm going to give him Matt Harmon.
Matt Harmon at the 102. You know, I was hoping he would fall down to me at the 106, but I didn't think it was going to happen.
It wasn't going to happen.
No, for sure. So following that up, I would like to take a guy who I've listened to on this show. I've heard from you guys he's one of the best people in fantasy sports. He's a Green Bay Packer fan, and I'm going to take Pat Fitzmaurice.
Ah, man. Good pick. All right, it looks like Steve on the show now. Or on the show. Yeah, of course he's on the show. Yeah, Steve is trying to type all this stuff in. Steve on the clock.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going with the one that popped out to me right away here. I think this is a beverage that provides fun and frivolity on the weekend. It's a great side drink to chicken wings and nachos. I'm taking Beer Fueled Fantasy overall, number one pick for Commissioner Steve.
Love it. Moving to Max, the 105.
All right, at 105, I'm going to take the guy who I believe was my personal first ever guest on Sleeper Wire way, way back in the day with Marcus Grant.
Good friend of the show. I think he's been on five times.
Yeah, he's definitely a repeat guest, and we all love him here. And I love his insight. So,
and his energy. Fun. I got to say, I had to try to tone him down really, really badly. I think it was last offseason. That's when we were doing the Issa Vibe show with Hoos and Julian. They had Marcus on, and we recorded the regular fantasy show afterwards, and they had so much fun on that. They just kept getting so sidetracked. And, come on, guys. Come on. Focus. Marcus, stop it. Focus. Oh, it was fun. Anyways, let's move on, though. It is the 106, and I'm taking a guy. I got to meet him for the first time ever at Draft Night out in Dallas the beginning of July, and then also got to drink with him at the bars later, and that is Mitch Renz.
Yeah, that's definitely a snipe because I was hoping he'd come back my way.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones in this one, so I feel like we're all going to get sniped pretty easily.
Yeah, I want to take some of the guys we met at Draft Night out for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of cool guys there. It was a blast. We're having another draft night out. Miami, is that next
September,
Friday?
September 1st. It's
I was thinking August 26th.
No, it's September 1st at Top Golf again. It's a Sunday. But it's a holiday weekend, so you can party late Sunday, not have to get up and go to work Monday. So
love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. What are the prices for it?
I'd have to ask Coos because he has not shared that with me. I apologize. Listen, I'm the hype man.
$1 billion.
$1 billion. Listen, just to see me, but I'm the hype guy to get people there. Coos is the money guy. He knows what all the costs are. I just want to go and draft and have a good time like the rest of y'all.
All right, let's move to the second round here. So, actually, Mitch Renz was in my league last season, and he ended up going, I think he started out the season 13-0 and didn't even need to touch the waiver wire until week 14, which was just amazing. I did beat him in the playoffs, which was super cool. But I'm taking another team that was also in my Pro-Am league from 2018, and that's the Fantasy Football Fellas. And the reason I'm taking these guys, aside from the fact that I love their podcast and they're super cool guys, love when they're on the show, I like being on their show, is that they beat me in the championship and I want revenge.
That's a good reason as any.
Yeah,
that's a good as reason as anybody to draft somebody.
So I'm starting
really
with
is. I mean, Chris, stepping up to the plate, it's really good when you see your arch enemy and you're like, I'll take you again. You beat
calling
me last
you guys
time,
out.
Not again.
Calling you guys out. That's right. So I'm starting with Mitch Renz and the Fantasy Football Fellas, and it is back to Max, who took Marcus Grant with his first pick.
All right, I'm currently torn. There's two picks I really want, and I feel like one or the other may not fall back to me. Oh, this is difficult. I got to flip a coin, quite literally.
Are we allowed to trade picks later?
I don't think you can do a 2-for-1.
All right, it is tails. So I'm going to take Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right, ESF.
Literally my next pick.
They were the guys that
they're
collaborated
great guys.
With.
They're very knowledgeable.
Collaborated with them for Draft Night Out. Super fun dudes. It was fun staying in the Airbnb with them. Jason, you loved it too.
Oh, it was, you know, minus them coming home super late drunk. Other
but you
than
know
that,
what, we,
fun.
You know what? We did that too. You and Jay, or you and George didn't.
We were so we treated it like a work trip.
All right. So to the fans, I know I've been absent for a while. Hold on. I know I've been absent for a while. I was supposed to be on that trip, but due to work circumstances, I couldn't go. I would have been with them. Stumbling home drunk very late, upsetting the entire crew.
One of the Eat Sleep Fantasy guys, literally the last night we were staying at the Airbnb, one of the guys literally left the house and drove like 11 hours home starting after midnight because he couldn't get any sleep because how rowdy these guys got.
No, it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was whatever it was fucking late. Excuse my language.
Get up at 6 to leave. So he's like,
so what
it,
you're saying
I'm
is, these are my people.
Yeah, absolutely. You're gonna have a good time with those guys.
Well, and I want to make it clear that it's not like we didn't go out with them on the that last night right after draft night out. I went out to meet them at the bars, and then there was the super weird bar in Dallas. Like, it was in a movie theater, and the movie theater was closed, so you had to walk all the way around the building and down this dark-ass alleyway to get to the door. And they didn't know that, so they got there and were pissed and left. And then I got there like a half hour later and then figured out that you had to walk around. So it's not like – it wasn't for lack of trying to hang out. I don't want to put it like, oh, yeah, they did their own thing. Like, we tried. It was just a weird situation.
So what it sounds like is you and Jason are weak. They're awesome. next year in Texas, I'm going to have a great time with these guys.
Well, so Chris stayed out and went drunk, got drunk. George and I stayed home.
Yeah, George and Jason were the lame ones. Yeah.
All right, so George and Jason, you guys are weak.
Hey,
you sleep, but, my boys.
Now, I have to say, it's hard to be the weak one of the group when we actually win. I don't want to max any names, but one guy didn't show up because he had hashtag work reasons.
Yeah, that was fucking me. I had hashtag work reasons, guys. I don't get paid from this. I would love to not have hashtag work reasons. I got hashtag bills.
Yep, we all do.
Real life kicking my ass. I don't make enough.
Hashtag with life.
All right, well, let's go ahead and move on. It is Steve's pick. He is at the 203. Took beer-fueled fantasy in the first round. Steve, who you got now?
Yeah, this one is no question. They were in my Pro-Am League last year, and I like having them in there because they're on the cutting edge of the app itself because they designed the app itself. I didn't know you could have co-managers until 1 week. They just started flooding my league, and suddenly I've got five or six members from the sleeper development team in a team together talking trash as a group. I'm taking sleeper, the sleeper app. Number two pick for Commissioner Steve.
But number one in your heart.
No doubt. These guys are a lot of fun. I mean, they bring a lot of
a lot of silence. Someone laughed. Jesus Christ.
It's like drafting six managers. So
beer and sleep.
It's either chaos or it's focus. I love it.
Aren't you a little afraid that they're going to be able to, like, pick whoever they want off the waiver wire because they get it in just a little bit sooner?
No, it's
that's a challenge Steve is willing to accept. He's like, you guys have Ex Machina behind you, and I have raw intelligence.
It's gonna be real suspicious when they start picking up players, and then we hear about the news 2 minutes later.
Right, exactly. I was gonna say, they get it out before everybody else, and then. So now they'll pick up on the waiver wire just before, and then all of a sudden, the news comes out.
Then they're going to post to be like, hey, guys, check what we just did.
Could you imagine the water bubbler arguments they must have at their offense? Like, all right, guys, we need a backup running back. We got to pick someone up off the wire. That's six different opinions of who's the best person on the wire. That could be in Steve's favor in a big way.
Not if they listen to the Great Debate. Oh, but no, that's a mess. I mean, you were part of the team that drafted our Scott Fish team in 2017, right? When there was like eight of us.
Yeah, the team was a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know about the team was a nightmare because I didn't run the team, but the drafting together was a nightmare.
That's what I'm referring to. I think it was the first year we did the Pro-Am. I think, didn't we share teams? The first year we did it, believe we shared teams. And I remember I will never do this if I'm sharing a team ever again.
Yeah.
And Adam was like, why? It's like, because we have so many disagreements.
Yeah. Yeah, shit didn't get done.
No.
Yeah, that draft was horrible.
So speaking of drafting as a team, the next guys I'm going to pick, they're friends of mine. They announced their fantasy podcast on our show Break from the Grind. So I am going to take the Super Flexible. No. Yeah, I'm going to take Super Flex podcast, Swag and Two Drink, and they do the fantasy football breakdown.
Super Flexible, not Super Flex Super Show.
Right, correct. Super Flexible. Yep. So Swag and Two Drink, the guys over there, we did a best ball league last year for Break from the Grind Charities for Toys for Tots, and we drafted a best ball league over Skype while drinking. We thought the team was awful. We got to the end and drafted Eric Ebron. It was like he was like one of our only two tight ends. We thought the team was going to be awful. We ended up taking second place for no reason, just because we all were throwing out names and then Two Drink was just picking whoever he wanted. But it was a fun time. And the reason I'm picking these guys is because they're going to be super active in this league. So you're going to get guys that are willing to trade, willing to chat, willing to be part of it. So whoever my AMs are in this league are going to enjoy playing with these guys.
Swags was a great guest on our on the Stranger Stats episode.
Yeah, super knowledgeable guy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's if you guys don't listen to Super Flexible or their other podcast, listen to our show first and then go listen to their show. But he's super knowledgeable and they're really good guys. So love having this pick.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and pick for Mike as well?
All right. So I am, you know, Mike is a fun guy and we met these girls at Draft Night Out. And I think Mike's going to have fun in a league with the FF Ball Blast.
Oh, these chicks were awesome.
They were absolutely a ball in Draft Night Out. Super outgoing. If you haven't listened to their podcast, again, it's good information. They're super opinionated. I don't always agree with them, but they back it up with stats and just information. So even if you don't agree with them, at least they have a take that's well backed up. So like I said, it's just going to be another group that's going to be fun in your league. So Mike gets the ball blast.
And the Twitter is super informative too. It's all the shit that they post is like they back it up, which is awesome. Houston, Adam and I actually went out for some beers at Brain Dead Brewing in Dallas after the second day of SportsCon it really kind of blew. So we left fairly early and then just went to a brewery before flying to the airport, and they met up with us there, and it was a fun time, man.
Yeah, they were it was really cool meeting them. You know, some people I probably wouldn't have met had it not been for like Draft Night Out and SportsCon, and man, I'm glad we went, and they were awesome.
Absolutely. All right. So it is Lucas's turn. He is, at the 206 here. So got two picks on the turn, and I'm going to take, let's see. You know, one guy who he really, really got along with at Draft Night Out. I'm going to do him a favor here. I'm going to give him Nate Hamilton. He and Nate really, at the bar after Draft Night Out, really clicked. So I'm going to give him Nate Hamilton. And then for the second pick, I'm going to throw a Dynasty Happy Hour in there. Get him a Dynasty team.
There you go.
Very good.
All right, back to Mike.
Damn it. That you screwed me there, Chris. I was going for the beer fueled, and then I was going to get Happy Hour. I was going to have an all-alcoholic-themed league.
with some sleep in there.
So
right, I got a plan. I got to readjust.
So for Mike's next pick, I am going to take a senior writer from Fantasy Pros, Anthony Servino.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping he would fall. He really was my next pick. Can we just cut this? And
No, listen, you don't have to. I'm just trying to pick the best guys for Mike, because truth be told, he would have been my next pick too, but I didn't want to go past. If I really wanted him, Mike probably would have really wanted him too. So I'm being honest, and I'm drafting his team. Look at me go.
There we go.
We are.
Oh, yeah, we are live. Yeah, I was just fucking around.
I was going to say, yeah, Steve, I'm about to say some wild shit, so get ready to start editing.
Not if we're live, man. Just don't say anything offensive.
I think on my next pick, and I just so he's not picked last, I am going to take Break from the Grind. I'm going to take George. I'm going to stick with my theme of George is going to be super interactive. He's going to be easy for the fans to beat. It's awesome to have him in a league. So I'm going to pick Break from the Grind. I'm going to pick my buddy George.
He's going to be easy for the fans to beat. I love it. All right, looks like we are back to Steve.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to go with I like alliteration. And I'm going to go with Garage Guys. It just sounds like all a right. fun podcast. Ooh. Hang out in a garage with your guys, watch football, drink some beers, take a nap with the sleep. I mean, everything's just coming together for me this draft. Garage Guys is my pick.
Yeah, and the Garage Guys, actually, they focus on all types of fantasy, too. It's not just football, so they do it all, which is really cool.
I think I'm going – I feel like I'm going for groups, too. I like groups, you know, if I can get – you know, I think Max had a good point. The more people on the other side of the team that are trying to have input, the better off the chances are because, you know, it just causes confusion.
They're going to argue with each other and –
Yeah, exactly.
Let's move on. Max, your third round pick.
All right. So my pick's still there. I'm taking Joe Pollock from the Fantasy Takeaway.
Great dude.
For my round three pick.
Great dude. So I'll say this. So you guys have seen that new Great Debate logo I had made, right?
Yes.
So the Fiverr artist who did it, there was a couple things that she wasn't willing to fix for me. But Joe from Fantasy Takeaway knows Photoshop and has been he took a couple art classes because he's trying to get more into design and he has Photoshop. So I was like, hey, can I send this to you? And he was able to finalize it and make it exactly like I wanted. So yeah, I've already thanked him privately, but on air live. Joe Pollock from Fantasy Takeaway Podcast, huge thank you for making that exactly how I wanted it. It was super cool of you to do that.
Great dude. Happy to have him on my, or in my league.
Yeah, I had him in mine last year. I think he got struck by the injury bug pretty hard. So that sucks for him, but hey, it was great for me. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and move Anthony Servino off of Mike's team and put him on mine.
Okay. Listen, Mike's probably not listening. He'll never know.
Yeah, probably not. It's all right, though. Let's go ahead and let me see here. You know what? I know the fellas are really good friends with these guys. They're part of the same. I think it's the Dynasty League Football Network. I'm going to take the Dynasty Warzone podcast right here for my third round pick. And for my fourth round, kicking it off. So you took Nate Hamilton already, right? I gave that to Lucas. Yep.
Yeah.
He was fun to drink with too, man. He was awesome. I'm going to take Jeff Warren. So he's part of the Philadelphia Sports Table. It's a radio show and podcast as well. And, you know, they focus on Philly sports. But he was kind enough to ask if I wanted to come on their show. I think we did one of those collabs. Like, he came on ours, I went on his. And as a Braves fan, I absolutely hate the Phillies. So it was a lot of fun to get on there and talk shit about how well the Braves were doing and how poor the Phillies were doing.
Vince was supposed to be there, right? Like, they were supposed to have – I'm not a baseball guy, but God. I've heard they spent a lot of money. It was supposed to be their year this year, and oof.
They spent so much fucking money, especially all that money on Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto and Andrew McCutchen signing. I think they offered an extension to Reese Hoskins. I'm not sure about that. I thought they did. Reese Hoskins
is probably the best thing they got right now. Bryce Harper is just a fancier Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah, he'll hit a million home runs, but his average is going to be subpar to okay.
Doesn't he only have, 20?
Yeah, but usually. His average, his normal season, Bryce Harper's a beast. And McCutchen, you're 5 years too late.
Yeah, I agree. No, and as a Braves fan, I absolutely love it. They're fourth in the NL East right now, I think, which is awesome. So, Jeff, welcome to my Pro-Am team. I'm going to look forward to talking a whole lot of shit about the Phillies for the rest of the baseball season. So, let's move back to you, Max.
All right, so Steve really screwed me because my next pick was going to be Garage Guys. And honestly, that's mostly because I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts along with sports podcasts, and there's one called The True Crime Garage, and I was like, those go together. I love that show. This show's great. It'll be perfect for me personally. But now I got to switch it up. Oh, Clock Dodgers.
Yeah, popped right out at you, huh?
Yeah, it was like as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my god, I didn't notice them before. Yeah, Clock Dodgers, of course.
Man, yeah. Neil is such a busy dude. I have no idea how he's able to do all the things that he does and still raise a family. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, he gets it done, and I'm happy to have it. I think I'm making, honestly, if we were going to rank leagues right now on, like, who's the best commissioner and, like, what league looks the best for the AMs, guys, you want to be in my league. It's looking great. You got some super talent.
Yeah, so Neil's another guy who worked with us on our charity last year. He's worked with us on it from the start. Really cool guy. We actually started our Break from the Grind on his show way back when. And he was, like, instrumental in getting us set up. Like, you know, when you start a podcast for the first time, you need, like, you need to learn how to do, like, get your soundboard up, get, like, Skype all set up, get, you know, everything together. And that was Neil for us. He really stepped out on the limb and helped us a lot. He also sells podcast bracelets, which is weird, but that's just something I pick on him about.
Podcast, honestly, though, bracelets?
Yeah,
if he wins this year, I'll buy one from him. And that being said, he's a great dude. He's been a friend of Sleepwire forever.
Like Livestrong bracelets, but with Clock Dodgers on them?
Like Clock Dodgers on them, yep. Yeah,
me one. I'll rock a Clock Dodgers bracelet, but that's only if he wins. If he loses, he has to supply me with a Sleepwire bracelet.
There you go.
I love it. So one of the things that so at the booth at Draft Night Out that we had, one of the things that the Eat Sleep guys had that I thought was a really great idea was Eat Sleep Fantasy Pop Sockets. So we gave away probably 80 of those. I thought that was a great idea to have.
Hey, next year we're gonna come locked and loaded, better prepared, stealing everyone's ideas.
That's it. Let's go ahead and move on. So Clock Dodgers for Max. Steve, back to you.
Okay, sorry. I was watching a Lifetime movie called Killer Body. It had my full attention.
Was the body, in fact, killer?
Yeah, she killed a lot of people. This one, I got to have these guys because I want my league to be full of fun. I want it to be full of adventure and creativity and just, I mean, when you call your podcast the Funhouse, I don't know what to expect. Surprises at every turn. So I'm taking the FF Funhouse for my next pick.
Did you guys ever play the original Paper Mario, like for N64?
I did not.
No.
No? So there was a level in there with the Shy Guys that was in a toy box, and FF Funhouse always it just makes me think of that whole toy box level, which is always super fun. But Steve, beer, sleep, garage, and fun. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. It's shaping up to be an interesting pro-am league.
Yeah, for sure.
So the guys from the Funhouse, like Sal and those guys, those are the guys that did the pot-a-thon, the 25-hour pot-a-thon for the fishbowl. Yeah, they used to be falafel back in the day, and they changed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they changed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Sal and those guys, they did the pot-a-thon, raised over $6,000 this year for Toys for Tots. So really cool guys over at the Funhouse. Well,
yeah, I'm really excited. I got a guy named Sal in my league. That's beautiful.
Well, speaking of money raised, this is something I should have put at the beginning of the show. As of this time, which we have one spot left open, for those of you, if anybody is listening and hasn't submitted an entry, we have one spot left. The deadline is Friday. So it's a one-time $50 donation to patreon.com/sleeperwire. And you take a screenshot of the confirmation and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com and submit your sleeper username with it as well. One spot left. It's an automatic get in if you get it in there first. But we have raised, so the whole reason that we do the podcast is for the prevention and treatment of chronic Lyme disease and helping people, you know, pay for medicine that insurance won't cover. We've raised over $2,300 from the Pro-Am. So that's a huge deal.
That's huge for Rub. That's
yeah, that is.
I mean, an extra, who wouldn't want an extra $2,300? But when you have a medical issue and you can't pay your bills, $2,300 goes a long way. So that's cool. That's really cool.
Absolutely massive.
So we've done a great job with the Pro-Am this year. So huge thank you to everybody who has donated, to everybody who's like done the behind the scenes work with me setting up the Pro-Am and like, you know, spreading the word and getting people to sign up. It's been awesome. But let's go ahead and get back to it. So Jason, it is your pick at the 404.
So I've been staring at this guy since I made my last pick. I was hoping nobody would take him. I'm going to take Derek Brown with the Quant Edge. He was on the show recently, one of the ones that I was on. He was on Break from the Grind recently. We drafted Netflix series. Yeah, D-Bro. Yep, Derek Brown, cool guest, cool guy. He'll be great in the league.
So Netflix series, how many picks did you get?
I want to say it was six. It was six total rounds. It didn't have to be a strictly Netflix series. It could be any TV series that's showing on Netflix. So, you know, The Office was in there and
yeah, I can probably give you my six right now if you want.
Let's do it.
Yeah, The Office is clearly by far number one. Yeah, definitely The Office. The next one is probably Blue Planet 2. Like, I love the nature shows that are on Netflix. The ones that are narrated by David Attenborough, the Sir David Attenborough, the British guy. And The Hunt, which is also narrated by him. Orange is the New Black. Absolutely love that show. Let's see, The 100 I'm a huge fan of. And then probably the nature show Life. Love those nature shows on there. Who'd you pick on yours?
I can't remember every single one of them. I know I got Impractical Jokers. What was the one with, you put me on the spot and I can't think of any damn TV shows now, months ago.
Are we just talking Netflix shows?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking.
Well, no, so, shows that are on Netflix, not necessarily Netflix originals.
What's the one with Kevin Spacey that's on there, that's on Netflix? It was in a Netflix original.
House of Cards?
And I got
that
House of
show
Cards.
Yeah, House of Cards. Amazing.
Yeah, so I got House of Cards.
I
got,
never watched it.
Some of the superhero shows were on there. Oh, I got Daredevil and The Punisher. Man, the one that I got sniped on, that George took, and he picked third out of, and I picked fourth. He took, what was the one where they sold meth? I'm so bad with these TV show names.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. He took Breaking Bad third, and it like ruined my whole draft.
Because well, you were going to choose Breaking Bad and you can't even remember the name of the show.
I couldn't remember that. So I watched the whole thing. I'm so bad with names of shows. Like, I'm in fantasy football mode, so I haven't watched TV. The only TV I've watched recently is The Boys. And that's not a Netflix show. It's an Amazon show. But if you haven't watched it, go watch it.
The fans
listening live, this is what happens during normal shows. And then Steve works his magic and it's gone. But that being said, a show that Netflix canceled that wasn't original and got slept on super hard, Marco Polo. It was fantastic.
That one,
watch what's there.
That one and now I'm pulling
Hemlock
Jason.
Grove.
Now you're pulling me. Yeah.
Great and Santa Clarita Diet was super funny.
That was funny, but that's the thing. When season two came out, I kind of just stopped watching Netflix around then because like I like don't have time for TV. As weird as that is.
It was the first time I ever liked anything Drew Barrymore was in.
And they canceled it, right? Like, they just got canceled. It was, yep. And I heard it was really good, but, like, I think everybody pulled the max and just stopped watching it.
Like, they left a huge cliffhanger and then was like, yeah, that's it. Which kind of sucks.
Isn't that the worst?
Steve, how are we doing on the Mixler chat? Any chatter coming through?
I don't know. I'm not monitoring it.
All right. Well, if you guys are posting
on the other room, 1 second.
If you guys are posting on Mixler, we are not hearing it. So why don't you? So we have a thread for the show pinned at the very top for of our Sleeperwire channel. So go ahead and post any comments in there.
There we go.
And we're gonna randomly assign people. What's that?
Wilson's in. Wilson says, this is awesome. Boom, the 101. To sleep on Eat Sleep. Ha ha ha. Great pick, Steve.
Nice. I love it. Well, anyone who is listening live, you're going to get an exclusive. If there is one of the teams that you've heard so far, and even at the end, if you post in the Mixler chat or in the Sleeper thread which league you want to be in, I will put you in that league. No one else is going to get that chance. So only the people who are listening live get to choose which one they want to be in. But let's go ahead and get back to the draft.
Caveat.
So
caveat to that, if your name is Jameson or Bailey or anything alcohol related or adjacent, you default have to be in Steve's league.
Let's move to Mike's team. Jason, why don't you go ahead and pick for him?
So I am going to have Mike take the Hateful Eight podcast.
I was hoping they would be there for mine. I was going to do a last for not least. Those guys do an awesome job over there. They've got a draft loadout, a draft kit for only $10, I think, that I bought. It's super cool.
Yeah, I like their names, like Pickle and Blackburn. It just seems like somebody Mike would take.
And I believe, Steve, you had Hateful Eight last season, didn't you?
Yeah, they were a 5-8 team. So I'll say that much.
It's one of those things where there's...
They were fun to have in a league.
It's one of those things where there's so many dudes that are a part of it that they argue with each other.
Well, but they
argue and forget to set a lineup.
They never forget to set a lineup. They were very active and they were good at trash talk. And they kind of like rivaled up against Sleeper. So I like that. Yeah, that's a really good pick. That's a great value right there.
Man, how easy is it to trash talk when you're 5-8? Like, I feel like when I'm doing really well, it's so easy to trash talk, but 5-8, you should probably not do it anymore.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it, you got some balls, so.
It'll be fun. Absolutely. No, shit talk as much as you possibly can. We love it. Let's move to Lucas's two picks here, and I am going to give him... I'm going to give him Travis Rasmussen. I think that's his actual full name from the Superflex Super Show. He goes by Dog Pound James on Sleeper. I actually had him in my Pro-Am League last year. The shit talk was great. The activity was great. I really enjoyed having him there. So Superflex Super Show to Lucas. And I'm going to give him Lindsay OK as well. So she was in the Pro-Am last year.
Son of a bitch.
She has a very popular blog. She's got a really good following on Twitter. Super happy to have her in it again this year. And welcome to Lucas's team, Lindsay.
Steve, stop the Mixler. Edit this. She's on my team. I need someone who talks as much shit about Matt Ryan as I do. Ever since he beat the Seahawks in the playoffs, that dude's dead to me. This is whack.
Well, And it does fit on Lucas's team. They're both, I don't know if anybody knows this, they're both retired ballerinas.
Lucas
I
and
did
Lindsay.
Actually know that.
Yeah, Lindsay and her. And Lucas, yeah.
I did know that.
Max knows.
I'm not up on my ballerina history, so I'm not sure what you guys are talking about.
She's literally a retired ballerina, or claims to be. I honestly don't know her history. But yeah, we're saying that Lucas was also a ballerina.
Yeah, the joke.
Was he actually, though?
The joke, yes. Oh, absolutely. Dude? Absolutely was.
What? Yeah. All right, then, yes. Okay. Jason, I'm in facts. Hot
awesome.
Take. I mean,
awesome.
No, but like...
He needs to name his team the Tutus.
The Tutus, yep.
Juju's Tutus.
Juju's Tutus. I feel like that would be something that Antonio Brown would do, though. I mean, he's just a weird guy. I feel like it wouldn't be Juju. It would be Antonio Brown. But
fucking ridiculous.
It is. What am I even doing right now? Okay, so Mike is going to take Back Row Fantasy.
Love it. Love it. I think they started just like Sleeper Wire did. I saw a post from I don't want to call out his Twitter name because I think it's still the same, asking about starting a podcast. And I think this was last off season, maybe the one before, and just found a couple people on there and they've been kicking ever since.
Yeah, it's a good show. It is, and it's just another group that Mike will enjoy drafting and playing with. So
yeah,
he's got a good squad. I'm kind of jealous. I drafted a really good squad for Mike He should. He'll, he'll have to thank me later.
Did, man.
He's gonna have to thank me later.
Did you lose a bet to him?
I might have. I don't want to. It was either draft him a really good team or do something I don't want to mention on the pod. So I went with a good team, with a good
sounds
squad.
Sexy.
So it is. Oh, if you see Mike, it is totally sexy. The next pick I'm gonna take is Josh ADHD or Josh from Fantasy Insiders. He's another guy I follow on Twitter. Always has really good information, and just another guy who's gonna draft a solid team.
Yeah, great follow, great follow.
And Steve,
Looks like Steve is on the clock with his final pick.
Yeah. All right, for my final pick, I just checked this guy's Twitter just to see what he was about. So this is what he's got. This is his order of important things in life. There's a football emoji, then my wife, my kids, 49ers, Batman, whiskey, Mets, shower beers. My advice, just keep it real. It's Michael Hoff from Long Island, New York.
Did he say the Mets?
The Mets, yeah.
All right.
He's all over the map. The Mets, the 49ers, I don't know what he But yeah, this guy looks
shower beers?
The fantasy football realist on Twitter, the FF realist. Yeah, shower beers and whiskey. Sounds like a perfect fit for my league. So I'm taking this guy last, Michael Hoff.
Guess which team's beating the Mets tonight and beat them last night, too.
Is it the Braves?
It's the Braves extending that first place lead, motherfuckers. So I get real excited about the Braves. Max, you are on the clock with your last pick.
Give me 1 second. I'm doing some Oppo research real quick.
I can make a pick before you if you want me to.
No, I see. I know who I want, but this is my issue. I know who I want, and then I see another name, and I'm like, oh, but I could also want them too. And who does Chris want? Because I want to take what he wants. So it's difficult for me because I have to now think like you. But we're nothing alike. I'll just settle for what I want. Pat Fitzmaurice.
Packers fan. Are you taken, man?
No, he's not. I checked. I didn't
Jason
hear his name
took
called,
him with his first round pick.
I took him from, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm not going to swear on this podcast because we're live.
Jesus All right, looking course. At it.
I thought I got a huge snipe right there.
Number 23 and 25 are available.
I'll take the shill. Aaron Schill.
Aaron Schill.
Aaron. Wow, I feel so dumb because I was like, wow, Fitzmaurice is still here. This is going to be tight. I thought I got a huge snipe.
Best value of the draft right there.
It would have been way worse if you'd been like, okay, you got him. I'm like, I lost my first round pick.
Jason, you said something I didn't like. So that's what happened there. All right. Aaron Schill. Yeah, that was a great pick, man. And I want to, you know, just let everybody who's listening know that, you know, these picks right here, especially, you know, I don't want to call them late round, but last round picks, it, you know, it's not one of those, we like them the least. This was really just, you know, someone had to be in the fifth round, you know, and someone unfortunately had to be last. And it's the guy I did not have, you know, ranked last. And that is, and I'm sorry, I'm probably going to mispronounce your name. I'm going to pronounce it exactly like how I had a former roommate pronounce it, but it could be wrong. Tyler Boucher. It's Beucher. So it might be, Boycher or Boycher, but I'm going to say Tyler Boucher. Welcome to the Professor Chris Pro-Am League. So we are officially done with this draft right here. And you guys want to recap the teams here real quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And I'll let you guys recap your own individual teams. I'll go for Lucas. Jason, you can go for Mike. So Lucas, who picked first overall, Justin Boone, Nate Hamilton, Dynasty Happy Hour, Superflex Super Show, and Lindsay OK. Who's Mike got?
Mike's got Matt Harmon, FF Ball Blast, Anthony Servino, The Hateful Eight, and Back Row Fantasy. I followed that up with Pat Fitzmaurice, maybe, I guess. Super Flexible, Break from the Grind, my buddy George, Derek Brown, and Josh ADH. Steve?
Okay, I started with Beer Fueled. Then I took Sleeper, the app creators. Gotta love that. Followed up with Garage Guys, the FF Funhouse, and a guy named Sal. Or Saul. Sal. I love Sal. And then finally, Michael Hoff. So I think I got myself a really solid league here. Listeners, if you want to be in this league, I'm going to push these guys to bring the funny. It's going to be a lot of, hopefully not a lot of gifts. Hopefully these groups will make some videos. I want to have some video trash talk this year. So that's what I'm going to encourage.
Perfect. All right, on to me, the best team in the entire set of leagues, the best league in the entire set of leagues. Is that what we're going to go with right there? Whatever, I drafted the best people. So, I did. Starting off my first round, I got Marcus Grant, followed with Eat Sleep, Fantasy Takeaway, Clock Dodgers, and Aaron. My league is a league of killers. All of these guys know what they're doing. They're all football, in my opinion, like some of the best football minds. They're all people I listen to. Aaron, I'm going to listen to you more because I just don't listen to you enough. But fans, if you're seeing my team right now and you actually want to be challenged and learn or think you can beat true pros, this is the league you want to be in.
I got to disagree about yours being the best team, and I'm not going to say it's mine. I think Jason drafted Mike the best team in the league.
I did.
Mike's pretty nice, but I love my team. Like, yeah. To be straight up, like, Mark, Eat Sleep, Fantasy, Clock Dodgers, Shill, and Grant, dude, that block of just football minds is so great. And Mike's team's fantastic, too, and I'm kind of pissed because I got sniped on quite a few picks. That being said, for what I got, I'm so happy with it.
I feel like we all did. And I'm going to go ahead and recap mine. So I took Mitch Renz with my, the 106 and the fantasy football fellas. Kyle, I am coming for you this year in the championship. You're not going to beat me by, I think he beat me by like 30. It was not a close win. I'm coming for you this year at the Dynasty Warzone podcast. Jeff Warren and Tyler. You know what? I'm going to call you Tyler Butcher because I butchered your name instead of Boucher. All right, guys. Steve, did we have anyone who commented on Mixler as to which league they want to be in?
I guess I'll read Hoos's team.
Oh, yeah, we already did. You can read Hoos's team. This is the best ball league. And if you want to be in the best ball league, first six people who say they want to be in are in.
Jake Seeley, Davis. I can't say that last name. I'll say it wrong.
Matek,
I knew it. Ryan McDowell, Fantasy Fam, and Fantasy Champs. You got to add it in.
Yeah, the Fantasy Fam. Fantasy Fam, these guys had a booth right next to us at Draft Night Out. We met these guys, and there was just something about them. We all just clicked with each other, and we were super happy to bring them into the Sleeper Wire Network. Really, really cool guys. I got to we had the Draft Night Out after party, and I'm talking about the after party after the Draft Night Out after party. And it was a bunch of people who were at DNO went out to this bar where all drinking. So Fantasy Fam was there, Mitch Renz was there, Nate Hamilton was there. Just a super fun time. But yeah, Hoos has a really, really good best ball team or best ball league.
Yeah. Wilson was the only one to comment on Mixler. He didn't pick a team. He just wanted to know. If he was allowed to pick which one he wants. So I told him he could.
Absolutely, we will give you 2 minutes, Wilson, if you're still in here. 2 minutes.
If you don't pick in 2 minutes, we're going to take your money and you're not in the league.
And then, so Wilson said, how about one of you pick me in one of the leagues you're in? So, like, are we, I think he wants us to fight over him.
Nah, that's not how this, shit's going to work.
Yeah, sorry, Wilson.
All right, so
that's not how this shit's going to work.
Spencer Williams, too, just jumped in. He'd like to be in Mike's league.
All right, so let me put that in there. Spencer, I'm not gonna, you know, call you out. So Wilson, Max, you said you want to take on Wilson.
I'll, you know what? If Wilson thinks he can hang, we're gonna find out. Wilson, you're in my league. Let's do it.
All right, there we go. Love it. It looks like nobody commented in the sleeper chat, or yeah, the sleeper thread. About wanting to be in any of the particular leagues. Jason, anybody else from the Mixler?
That's it currently. So I think we just assign everybody else, and whoever gets to play in my league, you get to beat George. It's honestly like one of those shit, dog. It's honestly like one of those pie throwing booths, you know? You pay a little money, you get to throw a pie at the clown.
Absolutely.
There you go.
It's a dunk tank. It's a dunk tank. You dunk him, and then he gets mad and he yells at you, but he can't move anywhere because he's just stuck on that chair that keeps falling into the water.
Yeah.
I like. That's we perfect. Should have a dunk tank at next summer's fantasy night out or draft night out.
I don't know if Top Golf's going to be cool with that.
No,
we'll
but
do
we
it the after party.
We can rent one for the house after.
Yeah,
that's true. That
it'll
is
be filled with Jameson, so definitely wear goggles and clothes you don't care about.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, that wraps it up for Drafting the Pros. But before you guys stop listening, real quick. So this is the timeline from here on out. So, you know, probably, you know what? Actually, tonight, since it's only 9:30 my time, I'm going to have a little bit of time for this. I'm going to assign everybody, aside from Wilson and Spencer, you guys already chose which league you want to be in. I'm going to assign everybody randomly to one of the Pro-Am leagues. Aside from, you know what, I don't know if I can do that yet. We might have to send out the main email first due to the people who want to be in best ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, I'm going to send out a mass email to everybody tonight. So Wednesday night, with all the details about the Pro-Am, it's going to go to everybody who donated to be in this. And then I'll send a separate one to all the pros as well. Then by the so we'll have the people who want to be in best ball will respond. Hopefully by the end of the weekend, assuming we have 6 people respond that they want to do the best ball league. By the end of the weekend, you will be assigned to one of the Pro-Am leagues. Then your individual commissioner will send you an email by the end of the weekend and also contact you on Sleeper individually by the end of the weekend. We will have the leagues set up by Sunday night. So everything should be good to go. We're going to invite all of the pros and all of the listeners to the Sleeper leagues. It is going to be PPR. 1 quarterback, 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 1 tight end, 2 flex, no super flex, but 2 flex, and 6 bench. So no kicker, no defense, 6-point passing touchdown, no extra bonuses or anything like that. The drafts are going to be Friday, August 23rd at 8 a.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time, so 8 a.m. Eastern, but it's going to be a slow draft. It's going to be on Sleeper. It's going to be an 8-hour timer. So you are going to have plenty of time to pick, you know, even if you work an 8-hour shift, you know, at lunch or something like that, you can make your pick real quick. But these will, you know, only, what, 14 rounds? So this is going to go fairly quick. They'll certainly be done before the season. It might take a week, but they'll be done before the season. But that's the timeline. So the drafts will start next Friday, August 23rd. By the end of this weekend, you should get an email from your commissioner setting everything up, and you'll get an email from me later tonight. So should be good to go.
Sounds great. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how my league does against the pros.
If I'm doing well in my league and I think I have a chance, the winner gets a belt. If I'm getting crushed, I don't know.
Yeah.
The winner might get a prize.
He says that, but he's going to send you like a used Levi's belt from Kohl's.
Hey, it's a belt. No one specified what it had to be.
One of those like woven rope ones from the early 2000s.
Oh, that'd be so tight. Like with like a stain on it.
Ooh, Jordache brand.
The what?
It's a Jordache, right? The Jordache brand? JCPenney brand?
Oh, yep. Yep. That's it. And if it's Jason's league, it's going to be from PacSun, right?
For sure, PacSun.
My league, it'll be one of those, like a used, faded, studded belt from Hot Topic.
You know, I'm just going to go to Savers or Salvation Army and just be like, I need something that looks ratty. What do you got?
All right, guys. Well, I think that is all the time that we have for this show. So thank you so much for tuning in. Jason, Max, producer Steve, thank you so much for joining us and letting us draft this and finally get this taken care of. Everybody who's listening, everybody who donated, thank you so much for your generosity. It really does go a long way. You know, like I said, we raised over $2,300, which is huge. That's more than double what we got last offseason. Anyone who donated $75 instead of just $50, you're also into a listener league as well as the Pro-Am. And then the listener league commissioners will be contacting you individually to set those up as well. But Max, Jason, Steve, you got anything else to add to this?
Just that I will be more active this year, and I hope the fans of my league are extremely active in the league. I like trading. I love smack talk, and the pros are going to be like ready to go. I need the fans to be ready to go.
Yeah, Jason? I'm with that too. I'm really looking forward to being a commissioner in the leagues. Excited that we got a good mix of pros and fans that wanted to help Rob. And looking forward to a great fantasy season this year.
Steve, any final words?
Just ready for a good, fun league. It's going to be another exciting year. And if you have any ideas of, I like doing contests in my league. We'll probably do some pro-am wide things like we did last year. You know, top score in 1 week gets a prize. Worst score gets a prize, something crazy like that. So if you have any ideas, be sure to shoot them over to myself or Chris. You can find us at Sleeper app at SW Steve or at Professor Chris.
Yeah, and you can find Jason. Are you F Doctor? I forget. What's your sleeper username?
It's at FL Dr. Milbarge.
Okay. And then Max, you're Max SW, right?
Yep. Always have been, always will be.
And like Steve said, I am Professor Chris. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the Pro-Am, and we will catch you guys next time. Have a good night.